Yay, the kids are finally asleep.
So do you feel like...
playing a game?
I've got a feeling a boss fight's coming up.
Ooh, I just got wrecked.
Headshot, baby.
Ooh, it's your turn to get the baby.
So are you up to the challenge?
Run, 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 run.
And we're dead.
That's when I realized I have no idea what I'm doing.
GG. Welcome back to another episode of the Gamer Parents Podcast. My name is Kevin, and I'm joined by my endearing wife, Joanne.
Hello, everybody.
If you're new here, Joanne and I are a married couple. We have two kids, ages 5 and 3, and we like to talk about life and games.
As well as in parenting.
And this is episode 90.
Oh my goodness. 9-0, guys. I can hardly believe it. 10 more till the big 100, Kevin. Like, we got to start planning for what we want to do for that episode, right?
Yeah, we're almost to 100. So we have to figure out what we want to do. It has to be something special, at least some way, right?
Yeah, it could be a live stream. It could be a giveaway. It could be a pop quiz, a karaoke. Whoa, I'm kidding.
All good ideas.
We'll throw in all the ideas and maybe let the public vote, right?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, so since this is a big 90th milestone, let's see what has been happening in life.
Yeah, so I'll go ahead and start then, sure. I guess, unless mm-hmm. you want to start.
No, gentlemen first.
No, it should be ladies first if you want. But if not, then I can go, and I'm fine to do that. But this week has been pretty busy. So 4 days of this last week, I was on a work trip, another one. I know I talked about a shorter one last week, but mm-hmm. then I had another one this most recent week
yep.
where I was in Chicago for 4 days.
Yep, 4 times longer than my last week.
Yeah, it's had to travel a little bit further, right? So it kind of had to stay longer and mm-hmm. I had to visit a lot with my team. It was for work. So yep. I got to see everyone that that I work with on pretty much on a daily basis. And got to have a lot of meetings, tons of meetings. Had to do like a presentation, a little presentation, nothing like too serious. And did some team building activities.
Oh, right? Cool. Always got to build those rapport.
Yeah. Most importantly, like we did an escape room activity together, right? As like yeah. a form of team building. And I've only done like an escape room like in person like that once before.
For a team building too, right?
Yeah. It's always like a work event, which is pretty common nowadays, which is also cool. I like that, doing that even like with people that I work with. And only other times we did anything like that was with Escape Academy, right?
Which is an online one.
Which is, yeah, but it's still, you have to think about things the same way, you know?
Yeah.
And it's something that just you and I were able to do together. And mm-hmm. that was really fun. We should check that out and see if they have any new levels. But this one was really well done. I think it's called The Escape Game. It's yeah. like the name of the business. And they're all over the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And
I've been to the one here in Houston.
Yeah. But not with me. That was with a different group or your friends or something, right?
Yeah, with my mom friends.
Yeah. And the room that we had was called Prison Break.
Which is the one I wanted to do with you in the future here.
Yeah. And they all have like different difficulty ratings. And this one was like a 9 out of 10, which mm-hmm. is the hardest difficulty room that they have,
mm-hmm.
at least at that location. Yeah. And so it was called Prison Break, and there's 8 of us, and they put 4 of us in each room, each cell, I should yeah. say, not really a room. It's a really small cell. Uh-huh. It was like barely big enough for 4 people to like stand in.
Uh-huh.
And there was different things like in the cell, like there was a medicine cabinet that had like a bar of soap in it. And there was like a prison toilet, you know, where yeah. it's all like chrome looking, like,
uh-huh,
and
that's so cool.
Like
legit.
Yeah.
Did you drop the soap?
No.
I'm joking.
I guess they had, I said they got the toilets from like a legit prison or something, but like there was like a weird like bench thing that's like chained to the wall. You had to figure out how to like unchain it. And there was like a prison jumpsuit thing hanging on the wall that has like a number on it, and you have to use that number in some way.
Of course, and it's an escape room.
it was tough. It took us a while to like start making any progress, because
I bet
the 4 people in our group weren't really communicating with the 4 people in the other group very well,
which is like your work in real life. Kind of. I'm kidding.
We were working in silos.
Exactly. Right? That's what I always say. When you guys really, work in silos.
Yeah, we really needed each other's help to proceed and get out of the cells. Mm-hmm. And we eventually started kind of working together better because we were like actually focused on like, hey, what does the other team need? What do they see?
Yeah, you know, need to really like ask each other the question.
Yeah, I'd be like, we have this in our room. Does that mean anything to you?
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah.
And you'd be like, oh, yeah, that's exactly what we need kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because my group before got out first. We got out of our cell before the other ones. And so we kind of teased them a little bit as far as like they're still stuck in their cell. and then we tried to figure out how to get them out of their cell.
Yeah, good. I was going to say.
Because we were technically all on a team.
Yeah. You're in the same
team. I don't know if it was supposed to be that way, that we were supposed to get out first or not. I don't really remember.
Yeah, I don't know. But
you know, but then you get out and there's like a larger like common room that you have to figure out how to get through the next door. And then it leads to another room. And then in that room, you have to figure out how to get through the next door.
So how many rooms do you guys manage to go through before the time
we
ran
out?
We got
to the fourth room.
Oh, so you reached the last room. You just didn't solve the last room.
Yeah, gotcha. We got through maybe like a couple of the puzzles in that last room. And then we ran out of time.
Aww.
So we did not finish.
Was it an hour as well?
Yeah, they let us go for an hour.
Yeah.
And it was funny. The guy kind of walked in like at that hour mark, the guy who works there. And we asked him like, well, how close were we? Like, were we close to finishing this and getting out of here? And he was like, oh, yeah, you guys were close. And then he was like, well, and then he knew where we were at because I think they're like always watching.
Yeah, they're
you.
Always watching. Uh-huh.
And he's like, well, the next thing you need to do was this. You need to figure this out. And then with that, you go over here and do this. And then that'll drop this thing down. And then you take that and you go over here and you figure out that this is how it works. And we were like, we were not close.
That's funny.
Like, he went through like all the steps.
I know.
And we were like, yeah, that probably would have taken us like another 20 minutes.
So would you remember though? Because the whole plan when I went to the escape room before, remember with my mom friends, we were planning to go back there to do the prison break with our spouse.
I can pretend that like I don't remember anything and everyone's going to be like, wow, your husband's a genius.
So because we were going to have four of us moms in one cell and four of the dads in the other cell. Oh, and then we wanted to like see how well we work together as spouses. So I hope you don't tell them that you've done it before.
No, I can keep that a secret. I probably only remember like a few things that like I had solved, but there's so many.
Yeah, there's so many.
I could
many
like
clues.
Let somebody else do that part, you know.
True.
Which would be hard to do. It's hard to watch somebody try to figure out something that you already know the answer to.
I know.
That's tough.
That's why every time I think about like going back to redo the room I've done before, and then I'm like, but that wouldn't be as fun, you know.
It depends how much time passes too, because I'll probably. I mean, this was just a few days ago, but I'll probably forget even more in a week or two from
but
now.
But they will also ask you, right, at the start when they brief you about the room and then they ask, anyone done this before?
They didn't ask us that, actually.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
I don't think so.
Maybe you guys don't look like you've done it before.
Yeah.
This bunch of noobs.
Yeah. I think that's something like, even if you have done it before, it will be hard to do it in the time.
That's true.
You have to get a lot figured out.
Because there's a lot, yeah.
Yeah. So that was... That was a lot of fun. I kind of wished we had beaten it. Another thing is you can like hit a button and get hints.
Mm-hmm.
And we very stubbornly didn't hit that button for any hints until like the last like 20 minutes.
Oh my goodness. No wonder you.
Or like when we really got stuck. Because I don't know if we were being prideful or what. But And I was one of the people that were like, early on, there was one guy on our team that was like, we want to hit the button. We want a hint. And we're all like, no, we don't need a hint.
Oh my gosh.
And then we ended up not making it in time. So you should have listened to him.
You know, right? It's like you don't lose points if you get a hint.
True. But then it's like if you do beat it, then you're like, did you only win because you got a whole bunch of hints? Even the hints, like they helped a lot. But even sometimes it was like, well,
very vague.
Still have to figure it out. Kinda.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was the escape room. We did go out to like a team dinner after that, which was good. And then... That was pretty much it for, like, my trip in Chicago.
For the life part, right?
Yeah. So it gets more interesting talking about my getting home.
Okay. Before you get to that, you want me to share about my life first? And then we share about how you got home?
Sure.
So while Kevin was gone having fun and working.
Yeah. I was in jail for a day. So.
It wasn't a day, an hour.
Yeah. They didn't even feed me, though, or anything.
They give you soap.
Yeah.
Anyways, so things here were pretty normal, you know, basic mom stuff, just staying alive. Like a escape room that you can't escape out of.
Yeah.
Anyways, I did get to put faith in that, you know, that morning gym thing that we talked about last week, I guess, where we could leave the kids for like 3 hours during the morning time. I think last week it was for date night, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And then like this week it was for during the morning time. It's like a morning out camp. And that time Dylan was at school. So I had like 3 hours that morning all to myself. And I went to a cat cafe, the one I spoke about like a few episodes back about the Mario Kart.
Yeah, they had a Mario Kart tournament or yeah. something, and we didn't end up going. We thought it was cool and we wanted to go, and so you ended up going back to that same place.
Yeah, I went back to the same place to scope that place, you know, see how it would have been if
you went there for the cats.
That's true. Yeah.
I'm just gonna say it. I'm gonna call it out.
The cats and the circuit. Well, if they have that game in the future. But I would say it would be very hard to play Mario Kart in that place because, okay, there's 35 cats there. And it's like the size of our living room, probably, where we're hanging out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And there are cats everywhere. So if you were to, like, use the car and, like, drive around the circuit, I would say it's pretty hard to win.
I feel like that's perfect for Mario Kart, though, because I feel like when on all those levels in Mario mm-hmm. Kart, when you're driving around, there's always, like, things like crossing the road or, like, you know, that you're having to dodge.
Yeah.
You know, or drive around.
True. But, and it's also based on luck, right? If you go during the time where the cats are asleep more, then you could probably do it easier. Because yeah. they're, like, always, like, either lingering around. The time I went was, like, lunchtime. So the cats were, like, out and about. But then I know there were times where the cats would just like laze around in their little scratch posting. But it was so therapeutic. Like I just sat there and I could tell like they were kind of like my spirit animal or something. They just like walked towards me and sat down. We were like perfectly fine, not touching each other, just like looking at each other and understanding each other's pain. Like, just leave me alone. Don't touch me, but I enjoy your company. Thank you for being here. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, I'm such a cat lady. I'm a crazy cat lady. Yeah, and then there was a cat that would, like, scratch and hiss at each other, you know?
Yeah.
But it was definitely fun. I cannot imagine bringing our kids there because, like, you know, one wrong move and the cat would scratch them.
Yeah.
They're just too young to understand that. So I think it's more for, like, laid back and people who just want to relax.
Were there any other kids there?
No. They were like teenagers are the youngest, I think.
Okay.
High schoolers.
Did it make you want to have a cat more after going there?
No, it made me want to have a cat less, actually.
Okay.
Because cool. I know I have that place to go to now without the commitment of feeding and taking care of them. And after looking at all the furniture there, table and everything, all has scratches and everything. So yeah, this game room is so gonna be ruined.
Yep, that's another thing about having an animal, or at least most animals.
Yeah,
Bob's pretty good about that.
I know the pet fish is doing. Oh, and if we have a cat, bye Bob.
Ooh, especially his like little aquarium thing doesn't have like a completely covered top.
Yeah, it's like a bowl basically.
Yeah, so that cat would have a field day mm-hmm. with a little fish.
Yeah, so. Everything was like pretty normal until Thursday, which was the day you were supposed to get back, right? So this is where we yep. have a segue into how it was for you.
Yep.
A big storm like hit Houston or Texas mm-hmm. in general. But yeah, it went through here and it was so scary. It was like 4 p.m. I think or 3 p.m. And then the sky got like dark. Like, it was almost like nighttime suddenly. I was like, is there an eclipse? And then the wind and the trees, everything was like blowing so hard. And the light started flickering a few times for us. And yeah, it was pretty scary. And that time the babysitter was here and we were just trying to get everything done before we lose power, you know, because there were places that lose power. And thankfully our neighborhood wasn't too much affected, right? But downtown Houston, like you could see the just so much. And the northern side,
there was like skyscrapers that had like broken windows from the wind.
Mm-hmm.
There was like street signs that were blown over, trees that were like uprooted,
and you know, crushing houses and vehicles, right? So yeah, it was a tragedy, definitely. And I was just concerned about Kevin getting back that night, because he was supposed to arrive around midnight, late night. I mean, like, so anyways, it was just so fun to see how the kids like immediately agreed when I said, let's pray for daddy.
Mm-hmm.
And we did say like a prayer. We held hands and they repeated prayer after me, you know, to pray for daddy's safe trip back. And so I saw like your trip could have been delayed, like super late, right? Like,
yeah, or canceled,
or canceled
depending on like the weather here.
And then we prayed that daddy would be back safe tomorrow afternoon at least, you know, because the graduation, Dylan was going to be graduating, which we'll talk about in a bit. But I was thinking like, okay, at least come back like on Friday afternoon. So I was like stretching it out for like worst case scenario, not Thursday night, but Friday afternoon. And Dylan was like, no, I know when I wake up in the morning, daddy's going to be here and everything's going to be okay because we prayed. And I was like, just like, oh, this kid's so innocent. And you know what? I'm not going to burst his bubble. I say, okay, Dylan. But I just kind of like felt worried. Like, what if he gets disappointed and stuff? So anyways, we all went to bed that night. And Kevin, why don't you share about your trip back home?
Yeah. So I guess at that point when it was badly storming here and tornado watch and all kinds of stuff, I was still in Chicago. And the way I had planned my trip was to get back pretty late so that I could still do everything I needed to do in Chicago that day and, you know, still be back in time early for the next day. And so I had basically the flight that I had, I'd land around like midnight, which was late, but doesn't really leave much room for, you know, flight delays and that sort of thing. Plus, I had a layover like built into my travel and stuff. And so my first flight was delayed by like a couple of hours. And my second flight was like delayed even more. So I think all in all, it was like delayed a total of like 3 hours. And I'm assuming it was because of the storms that were going on like in Texas. Because I know one of our planes came from Texas and we were also going back to Texas. And so with like, and they were constantly changing the time of like the flights. So I didn't know if every delay was final, if it was going to be canceled. You know, already looking at like places I could stay at the airport, like in case they did cancel it and I needed to go find somewhere to sleep. And also looking at like other flights in case I needed to figure something else out.
Yeah.
But, you know, luckily enough, it was just a few hour delay and I was able to still get on a plane coming back to Houston. And although I arrived a few hours later than I wanted to,
mm-hmm.
which I think I landed like around 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Maybe 2:30 in the morning. And that's definitely the latest I've ever been at our airport here. So it was kind of weird. But yeah, I mean, luckily everyone was safe, got back just fine, got back home fine.
Yeah, because some roads were actually closed or, you know, blocked by trees. So we were just worried, like, even if you did come back, will you be able to get home here and stuff like that? So it was a lot of, like, variables.
Yeah, there was no issues on the road getting home. And the only thing was, it was, like, 3 a.m. and I was, like, pretty exhausted
mm-hmm.
from a long day and a lot of travel and a lot of kind of just waiting around.
Yeah.
And just staying up that late, which I'm not really used to.
I know.
So it was okay. I mean, I obviously made it back just fine, but made for an interesting story.
And Dylan was like, in the morning, he saw your truck at home and he was like, oh, daddy's home, he said. And he told me, Lucy, mommy, it's because I prayed. And Faith said the same thing when she woke up and saw you. She was so happy, like, we prayed. And I'm just thinking, like, you know, these kids, they have so much faith for how small they are. And definitely it's just amazing. I wasn't even thinking that you would be back that morning before I woke up. I was prepared to like greet you in the evening, you know? So
mm-hmm.
look at how much doubt I have versus the kids because they know they prayed.
Yeah.
So that was sweet. I wanted to share that.
Yeah, I liked that. And even like the first thing they said when they saw me was how they had prayed for me to get back safely, which was sweet. It was nice.
And like I mentioned earlier, while Kevin was talking about his flight back and how I wanted him to make it in time for Dylan's graduation, it so happened that today is Dylan's graduation from pre-K.
Yes, so he is graduating from his preschool, although technically he still has like a few more months of the summer program.
Yeah.
Which will be a little bit lighter and more field trips and easier, I'm sure.
Yeah, they call it summer camp.
Yeah, before going to kindergarten. Mm-hmm. He'll be going to his new elementary school, which we talked about a couple weeks ago, right, with our orientation or whatever.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Yeah, so we had like a big graduation celebration.
Which was like bigger than what I expected, because I was thinking like a pre-K or preschool graduation wouldn't be that big of a deal. I was just thinking like a hall and the kids perform on stage and then we just go. But then they had like tables decked out, decorations. They even had a special visitor, remember?
Ooh, yeah, well, we'll get to that in a second.
Yeah.
But the first hour of the event was like us and all the parents and grandparents and friends and family kind of all sitting in the
auditorium,
in the audience, and they kind of brought up the different classes of kids on the stage to like perform different things.
Yeah.
And I think we knew a little bit about what Dylan was going to be doing on stage.
What was the thing that like impressed you the most?
Probably the part where they had to like basically say hello to everyone who was there to see them, as well as then like say what their name was and then sign it in sign language.
Yeah.
Right. They all had to do their own names separately in sign language. Like, I don't really know any sign language.
I only know the alphabets.
Yeah. So that's something that Dylan definitely has on me. But I think it's cool that they, you know, taught all the kids that, and that they were able to do that like on the spot, like in front of like 100 people without like, you know, getting nervous and, you know, messing up or forgetting what to say or do.
For me, it was the What a Wonderful World song in sign language. I was like, what? They actually know how to sign the whole song? Because that's a song that we've been singing to Dylan even as a kid. So to hear it and watch him sign it, it's like so tear-jerking.
Yeah. And we didn't, I think neither of us knew that was part of the program.
Yeah, right? I think that was a surprise.
Like, we knew the other things that they were doing. Mm-hmm. But like, he had never mentioned, oh, we're, you know, signing along to this song, right? Yeah,
now I want to learn it.
Yeah.
Then that's the first hour. And then what was the second hour?
So then they kind of invited us out to this larger room.
Or the reception. That
had, yeah, like, tables and chairs. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it was just more like they had food brought in. You know, what was it like? Looked like
wraps.
Like Subway's, like sandwich wraps or something. Mm-hmm. And cupcakes and cookies. I never actually went over there.
And fruits, oranges.
Yeah, different kinds of fruit. And, you know, people were enjoying the food. But they also had a special guest that Joanne mentioned. And that special guest was Bluey!
Which we both love as well.
Yeah, which was kind of, I mean, it's cool because Dylan loves Bluey. And I'm sure so many other kids in his class love Bluey.
Like, you saw every kid would line up to take pictures with Bluey, right? Just like the children.
Not just the kids.
No, in the beginning it was just the kids.
Yeah.
And then once everyone has taken their time to take pictures with Bluey and they're all seated and eating, you know.
Yeah.
Then I decided to take a picture with Bluey.
Mm-hmm.
That one mom.
Yeah. But yeah, it was cool. I mean, even like Faith was like, wait, Bluey's real?
I know. And Dylan was like, I can't believe Bluey flew from Australia to here for my graduation.
Yeah.
I said, I wish Bingo could have flown too. And I was like, it's kind of expensive, the flight ticket from Australia. I told him that. And then he was like, oh, yeah, I guess so.
And I was like, Bluey's pretty big, huh? Like, bigger than you would think. Because it's like a grown-up, obviously, in the costume.
Uh-huh.
So that was neat. That our you know, kids got to take pictures with Bluey. You got to take a picture with Bluey.
Yes, you did too, as a family. Oh,
in the family one. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
true. We'll got to share that one in the Discord. Maybe on Twitter.
Definitely. That was cool. We know parents love Bluey. Don't hide it.
Yeah.
And then I guess that was the highlight of the week, right? The graduation and, of course, the storm you coming back. But this week, we didn't get to watch much movies with the children.
No, that was gone most of the week, too.
And also with the storm, I barely like turned the TV on. I just played some games with Dylan, but we'll talk about that later. And yeah, mostly play Legos with Faith and stuff like that. So we did get to watch a show, though. That's You and Me.
Yeah.
And that was a couple episodes more of...
Chosen.
Yes. And this time it was the episode on him collecting his disciples.
Yeah, so it was where he finds...
Invites them, I mean.
Simon and Andrew.
Mm-hmm. James and John.
Yeah.
And the last one was Thomas, I think, so far.
Yes. Yep. And he does the wedding with the turning water to wine.
Yeah. His first public miracle.
Yeah. So that's kind of where we're at. And one thing I would say about it's all stuff that, like, if you're familiar with the stories from the Bible of, like, you're like, you know, these things happened and stuff and that they're in the Bible. But, like, I feel like it adds a lot of context, like a lot of realism.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, that may have been kind of what it was like.
Yeah.
You know, like that situation, like it really adds a lot of details into it that you may not get or be thinking about just from the scriptures. So definitely I think it helps to make it all feel more real.
Yeah. And then the part where he jokes and stuff, you know, with his disciples kind of make it more real, like he's human and has some jokes.
Yeah.
Up his sleeves as well. You know, the bromance is real.
Yeah. I mean, it really showed that they were friends, right? Yeah.
Not just like what we imagine it to be, you know?
Sure. Yeah.
Anyways, but yeah, that is it for our week in life. Let's move on to gaming. Why don't I start since I'm home here with the kids?
Sure.
Probably
since you did so much gaming with the kids while I was away.
No. So it's so funny how like having Kevin at home here gives me the energy I have conserve to game at night, you know? But when you're not here, I did not turn the PC on at all. Like, I couldn't. I had zero energy left by the time the kids go to bed. So I mostly play my mobile game, which is the Puzzles and Survival, but nothing new to update on that. But Dylan, when he's back from school and stuff, since Kevin took the Switch with him, he switched to this new game that Dylan's been playing, and I think we mentioned it last week, is Plants vs. Zombies. So Dylan's pretty much quite ahead. I think he was at the roof level, which is like the last part, I think. So there's like day, night, pool, fog, and roof, right? So he's in the roof level now, slowly going through each episode.
And then there's 10 like levels in each of those between day, night, pool, fog, and roof.
Yeah, and then I'm just playing on my phone as well so I can catch up with him so that I don't miss out anything. Because my plan is that he'll get to be interviewed on the podcast about Plants vs. Zombies.
And we need to interview him about Paper Mario too.
Yeah, but he hasn't been playing Paper Mario for a bit, so I think he might actually roll credits on Plants vs. Zombies first.
If they have credits in that game, I don't know. But yeah, either one. We'll need to talk to him about both of them for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So that's what I've been up to with Dylan. And then, of course, going to bed early, trying to keep up my energy level. So I'm so glad Kevin's here. I know last week I said it feels like forever when he's gone for a day. And of course, now it feels like four times forever.
Yeah.
I love you, baby. All right. What about you? I'm sure it's been such a busy week that you didn't game at all, right? I'm joking.
So, a few things. Right before I went on my trip, I tried to wrap up a game that I hadn't played for quite a while. I did talk about it a long time ago, but that's Pokemon Legends Arceus.
You haven't wrapped it up?
So, I beat the game a long time ago. Mm-hmm. Like, I rolled credits, and then there was a bunch of stuff after the credits to do. There's actually still more like quests or missions, and which I thought was weird because it was like, why are they still giving me things I have to do? And so I kind of just kept following those until I got them all done, except the side missions. I didn't do all the side missions because there's a lot, and a lot of them, they don't really give you good rewards and they're not necessarily that fun to do. But the one thing that I was doing was I was trying to complete the Pokedex by capturing every Pokemon in the game.
Ah.
Which I did. But not only that, but you basically need to get them to like a rank of like up to 10 by like using certain moves with them, or
do they evolve or what?
Evolving them gives you some points towards that. But anyways, basically like you have to use them enough. It's not just catching them. You have to kind of like use them enough to get them up to like rank 10.
Wow. Sounds like a lot of work.
And so I did that with every single Pokemon in the game.
So was that before the trip?
Well, I had pretty much done almost all of that.
Okay.
Like long time ago.
Okay, okay.
But then there was just like two Pokemon that I didn't finish that with. And I did that right before my trip this last time.
Okay.
Because that was like the last thing I wanted to do with the game to be before I can be like completely off my backlog. Like I don't need to go back to it anymore. And that was I needed to catch the rest of the unknown Pokemon, which are like the floaty ones or different alphabet letters, right? I don't know if you're looking at me like you have no idea what I'm talking about. So that's fine. So basically there's like A through Z and then some of the other punctuary marks that are... They're also Pokemon, and they kind of look like their alphabet letter that they're kind of assigned to. And so they're, like, hidden all throughout the game. So I had to, like, look up where they were and go find them all and then catch them. Pretty easy, but just, like, time-consuming.
Mm-mm.
And then also I just had to go, like, basically fight the last boss, Arceus. And then just by fighting him, you add him to your collection of Pokemon. And then that finishes off the Pokedex, and you get, like, some special... interactions with characters and cutscenes of like you doing that, and like everyone's kind of celebrating, and that really felt more like the end of the game than just like the rolling credits, which happened like hours and hours earlier. So now I can say I'm finally done, completely done with Pokemon Legends Arceus.
Good for you. GG.
And so like you mentioned, on my trip though, I did take the Switch, and I took one of the new games that we had just bought in that I mentioned, I think, on last week's episode, which was Super Mario Odyssey. And so when I wasn't in the office there in Chicago, and when I wasn't out with coworkers, I was pretty much in the hotel room, and I spent some time playing Super Mario Odyssey. And it's like a 3D platformer. It reminded me a lot of Super Mario 64, which I had played not even that long ago, but obviously very upgraded. Like Mario has a lot of the same jumps that he can do in Super Mario 64, so like a lot of it felt really familiar. Obviously it looks way better than Super Mario 64, and the new mechanic kind of in that game is that Mario has like a special hat called Cappy that you can throw at things, and if it's like any living thing, like you basically will take control of that thing, like your hat will land on it and you'll like basically jump inside of it and you can control it, and everything that you can jump inside of like can do different things, and so you can use those to like get past a certain part or to get past that level.
Okay.
So that was like completely different from what I've played in any other Mario game, and it was fun. It was otherwise it's kind of the same thing, like trying to... Some things you have to solve puzzles, and, you know, there's a lot of boss fights in this one compared to, like, most other Mario games that I've played, which they were all fun. I enjoyed it. There's a whole bunch of different worlds that you get to go through and collect the Power Moons, I think is what they're called, not stars anymore.
What?
Yeah, that was a little bit different, but there's a lot more of them. I forget, I don't know how many there are in the game, but there's... like probably 30 plus in like every single level. There's probably at least a couple hundred in the game, maybe more. And so I'd only played it for like 2 or 3 days, and I had already rolled credits on it, which was surprising. It seemed like I got through it a lot faster than I was expecting to, but also I feel like there's a lot left in the game. Like I just basically, I would go to the next world like as soon as it would let me. And so that way I ended up like beating the game really fast, but there's still like a lot left to be done. So now that I've beaten the game, it opens up a lot of moons that I didn't have access to before. So I can go back and get those. So I'm not done with the game.
Okay.
You know, I rolled credits, but I still want to check out like a lot of the post-game stuff, like go revisit some of the worlds that I liked the most, maybe show you some of the worlds that I liked and see, you know, let you see how the game works and stuff a little bit too.
I know Dylan wanted to check out Super Mario Odyssey with you.
I feel like it was actually easier than Super Mario 64.
Maybe, but it has more boss fights, you say, right?
More boss fights, but some of those were a little bit difficult, but I feel like the rest of the game wasn't too bad. Okay. Especially maybe some of the earlier levels. But I feel like you have like more at your disposal because you have the hat and like you can throw the hat, which is like a ranged attack. But, like the only thing you could do really in Super Mario 64 was like jump on things or, you know, ground pound on them. And like that was pretty much all you could do to like defend yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this one was actually a little bit easier. But yeah, I think Dylan, you know, when he wraps up Plants vs. Zombies and Paper Mario, and he can try this one out for sure.
Yeah, and I'm going to say that I'm never going to believe when they roll credits again because it seems like there's always a post-game thing.
Yeah, like the way it used to be with games is like once you roll credits, it's done. I guess it depends on what kind of game and really where the developers were going with it. Like, but now, yeah, I don't know. I guess now it's like, oh, I rolled credits. Like now the game is just going to change. Like there's going to be something different or new to like check out and do.
Mm-hmm. All that Marvel twist.
Yeah. Another thing that's really cool with Odyssey is that you can play it two player.
Ooh, now you got my attention.
Yeah. So like one person can control Cappy, I guess. I don't know how that works exactly because even when you're playing one player, you don't necessarily control Cappy. And I don't really know. I don't know exactly what that does, but we'll have to check it out. Another thing that I liked in the game, it didn't happen as often as Super Mario 64. This probably happened 5 to 10 times where you can jump inside of paintings and it feels just like Super Mario 64.
Yeah.
Right? Because that was the thing. Every single world was like a different room in the castle where you just jump inside of the painting.
Okay, that's nice. And then
even when you die in those worlds, like it throws you back out kind of the same way that it used to in the 64 game. And that just was more like, you know, nostalgic for me, like seeing that happening in this game as well. So I enjoyed that. So I will continue to play a bit more of that. I don't have any more like work trips planned. So
I get to watch you play it this time or play it with you since it's two player.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Exactly. So yeah, that's it for Super Mario Odyssey. The only other game that I played, which was actually right before we recorded this, I jumped back into a little bit of RoboQuest. RoboQuest was a game that we played for a while and talked about it a bit. Didn't we even rate it?
No, because you finish it first when you played with our friend Chris, and then I finish it much later, like with you as well, but on an easier difficulty or something. I forgot.
Yeah, then we put it on like discovery mode or something.
I don't care. I wanted to finish it with you.
Which we did, yeah.
Yeah, we rolled credits, but then there's extras again after that.
Yeah, that unlocks new difficulties for you to play.
What is this?
Well, like, yeah, games just want you to keep playing them forever and never leave them. Yeah, but so I got back into this game because I had heard that there was an update and they added some things, and I really liked playing RoboQuest. Like, I was really loving it, and I always kind of knew, like, I want to keep an eye on it, and when they add new stuff, I want to go back and play it some more and check it out. And so today was that day, and they added a handful of new weapons to the game. I literally only got to play it for, like, maybe an hour before all this. And I got to try a couple of the new weapons, which were pretty cool. They are also, I think, working on adding like a new class to the game too. I don't know what that's going to be like, but that's going to be interesting. And I think they're kind of allowing people to take like a summoning build. So there's a class that lets you have like drones and stuff. And now there's like perks that like make them better. And they added like a new vendor to the game, so you can like upgrade the quality of your weapons, not just like the attributes and stuff. So a lot of cool new things that they added to the game, and I still had a lot of fun with it, playing it with Chris again, my buddy for a lot of games, and RoboQuest was one of those. But yeah, I think that's it pretty much for the gaming update this week.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot, on the airplane, because I didn't feel like playing Mario because like I wanted to take a break from it a little bit. I was playing Water Sort Puzzle. which had been a while since I talked about that game.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I deleted it off my phone already, but how did it go?
It's not really anything to talk about with it. I just wanted to mention because I forgot that was one other game that I was playing.
Honorable mentions.
A little bit. Yeah, honestly, I sorted some water. I made it through some levels. There's honestly nothing changed in that game, like, since we talked about it before, so there's really nothing to go over. But so, yeah, now I can officially wrap up the gaming update. So let's go ahead and jump into new games this last week. All right. We have Braid Anniversary Edition on PS5, Xbox Series X and S, PS4, Xbox One and Switch, PC, Mac, Linux, iOS, and Android. You can literally play this game just about anywhere. Dread Delusion on PC, Baladins on PC, Please Fix the Road on Xbox Series X and S and Xbox One, Slayer's X, Terminal Aftermath, Vengeance of the Slayer on PS5, PS4, and Switch, Ghosts of Tsushima, Director's Cut on PC, Lorelei and the Laser Eyes on Switch and PC, Please Fix the Road.
Are you asking me to fix something?
On PS5, PS4, and Switch, so just a day later than the Xbox consoles. Read Only Memories, Neurodiver, on PS5, Xbox One, Switch, and PC. Indica, on PS5, Xbox Series X and S. Songs of Conquest, on PC. Gestalt, Steam, and Cinder, on PC. Paper Trail, on all consoles, PC, iOS, and Android. Senua's Saga, Hellblade 2, on Xbox Series X and S and PC. System Shock, PS5, Xbox Series X and S, PS4, and Xbox One. And lastly, X Defiant on PS5, Xbox Series X and S, and PC.
Whew, that was a long list.
I'm out of breath.
I'm out of breath just watching you say it all.
Yeah, I thought the title of Please Fix the Road was a funny one.
I know, I did
too. I hope it's either a game about like a crazy amount of potholes or like a construction game where you literally fix the road. I don't know. Either one would be interesting.
Yeah. But should I go to the Game Pass games?
Sure. Go for it.
New on Game Pass this week is Chants of Sinnar on console, PC, and cloud. EA Sports NHL 24 on cloud. Immortals of Avium on Xbox Series X and S, PC, and cloud. And Senua Saga Hellblade 2 on Xbox Series X and S, PC, and cloud, which is a day one release, right?
Yep, that's right.
But that is it for new game releases. Now to go through where you can find us.
You could catch us over on Twitch, where we stream every Tuesday night at 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Unless, of course, we can't, which we will usually let you know ahead of time. But that is over at twitch.tv/GamerParentsPod or over on Twitter at twitter.com/GamerParentsPod.
Or over on Instagram at gamer_parents_podcast.
So give us a like, follow, subscribe, whatever it is, wherever it is, and we would greatly appreciate it. We really love those ratings and reviews that can be done on all kinds of podcast platforms, which we will regularly check for. And if we find any, we will be sure to read them out. The best place to come and hang out with us would definitely be the Discord server, where we talk about life and games and parenting and all kinds of fun stuff all throughout the week. We are also commonly found in the voice chat in our Discord servers. So if you are a Discord user and you want to come and hang out and say hi, we encourage you to do so. But that is all that we have for you guys this time. So we will catch you in the next one.
Bye.